Republican Governor Larry Hogan has spent much of this past week attacking the Democrat-led General Assembly for not advancing his bills aimed at reducing crime in Baltimore. Yesterday, Democratic leaders fought back. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Hogan's latest comments came during a press conference Thursday. He accused legislators of ignoring a crisis in Baltimore by not voting his crime package out of committee.
And the public is literally crying out, pleading with the legislature to take these actions. But halfway through the legislative session, there's been no action.
He said the most important bill is one that increases mandatory minimum sentences for certain crimes involving guns.
There's no question that if you take the people that repeatedly shoot people off the streets, there's going to be less people getting shot on the streets.
But Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee Chair Will Smith told the Baltimore Sun earlier this week that the bill isn't going to get out of his committee because data shows that mandatory minimums aren't an effective crime-fighting strategy. In response, Hogan called for Smith to step down as committee chair. Smith addressed Hogan's attacks on Thursday.
And I would ask the governor if this is such a priority and if he has data to support for implementing new mandatory minimums, then please come down to this committee and give it to us and present it to us. And then we can wrestle with it and have an intellectually honest conversation.
Other Democratic leaders also hit back at Hogan. Senate President Bill Ferguson, whose district is in South Baltimore, pointed the finger back at one of Hogan's agencies at the start of Thursday's floor session.
The Department of Parole and Probation had 30% of the people under its supervision who were either victims or perpetrators of the most violent crimes in the state. 30%. That is an agency that is failing.
Earlier this month, Democrats introduced their own crime package. That plan includes bolstering staffing at parole and probation. Delegate Stephanie Smith, chair of the Baltimore City House delegation, says staffing levels at that department and the Department of Corrections are down because of Hogan's budgetary decisions. At Corrections, low staffing levels have also led to millions spent on overtime.
That's money that could be better utilized, making sure that inside people are getting the adequate services and support through the correction system, and then also upon release are getting the supervision, the mental health resources, the job training referrals and resources. There's just less people to do that good work of making sure people don't just come out better criminals with less prospects, and thus much more likely to go back into a life of crime.
Senator Antonio Hayes, chair of the Baltimore City delegation in the Senate, pointed to one of his bills as another example of something the governor could be doing to help crime-fighting efforts. The bill would take tasks that are currently the responsibility of the Baltimore Police and give them to state agencies. For example, the Maryland State Police would take over patrols on I-83 in the city.
We have about 30 to 40 police officers, full-time, fully sworn, fully trained police officers at the Department of Juvenile Services doing intake. They're taking fingerprints, they're taking mugshots. We could find some civilian employees to fill those jobs and return our cops back to the street.
All told, he estimates the bill could add about 70 police officers to patrols in communities. The bill would also establish 10 high-crime microzones in the city with a community organizer in each. Hayes, a former community organizer who grew up in Baltimore's Penn North neighborhood, contrasted his tactics with Hogan's call for tougher sentences.
The governor's just deflecting to try to tear down other ideas that empower the communities that they serve and going back to the old archaic policies of put them in cages and we'll get rid of crime in our communities. That hasn't worked.
Hayes' bill had a hearing Thursday. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.